Hello, I'm Eric Corman, Communications Director at League of Education Voters. In this podcast, we interview policymakers, partners, and thought leaders to spotlight education policies, research, and practices so that together we can create a brighter future for every Washington student. Washington State's Classified School Employee of the Year program recognizes one classified employee from each of Washington's educational service districts every year. A selection committee chooses the State Classified School Employee of the Year from this group of regional finalists. The award is available to any classified school or district employee working at least half-time. In this episode, I am honored to introduce you to the 2020 Washington State Classified School Employee of the Year, Melito Ramirez, and Regional Classified School Employee of the Year, Katie Lee, and we'll ask them the following questions. What is your role in the education system? Can you describe what that looks like? What advice would you give yourself if you could travel back in time and talk to yourself on your first day in your school district? What is the passion or interest you had on day one that you make sure you still carry with you? How has the COVID pandemic impacted your work? And what can districts do to better support employees in your role? Melito Ramirez is the 2020 Washington State Classified School Employee of the Year and the Regional Classified School Employee of the Year from Educational Service District 123. He's an intervention specialist at Walla Walla High School in the Walla Walla Public School District. Melito, congratulations on becoming the 2020 Washington State Classified Employee of the Year.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
So what is your role in the education system? Can you describe what that looks like?
You bet. My role in the educational system is that of a student support person, provide student engagement and help with student success as well.
What does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
I provide students the resources and support and a safe avenue to deal with educational, personal, and life struggles that they might be having, remove those barriers, work with students and help them with anything that might be getting in their way of being successful in their educational success, and then guide them through their high school career and on to secondary education or higher education.
Basically, you're a mentor and you provide services, whether they're social, emotional, or even physical health supports or other basic necessities.
Yeah, anything that walks in the door, then once I'm made aware of what the issue is or what their problem is that they're having, then I seek those resources or provide those resources or guide them to where those resources are to help them get that completed and then refocus again on their educational. So try to remove as many barriers as they can so they can be successful in school. And that could be from school books to food to a place to live to issues at home, failing classes, attendance, whatever comes in the door, then we get to deal with that and support them in that way. And it's not a boring day.
No, I would imagine no 2 days are the same.
No.
This is an unusual time. How has the pandemic impacted your work?
Well, it's just different. I'm still doing the same work. Of course, kids are not in the school. They're not walking into my office, but I've been at work every day since we got shut down for a pandemic, and it's been communicating with students via Zoom, talking to them on the phone. We constantly make home visits every day, dropping off supplies, materials, food. We just got done with a great coats for kids, you know, making sure that everybody had coats for the winter and that kind of stuff. So the only difference that's made in my position is that I'm not talking to them and having them face to face, sitting in my office, looking at their faces and having to have those personal one-on-one conversations about how, you know, you're really doing and that kind of stuff. So it is totally different. It's not like it was before. And that's the hard part for us as human beings. You know, we need that interaction. We need that contact. That's the only difference that I see right now for in my position. But the support is still there. We've been reaching out on a daily basis and constantly connecting with our students. In fact, I'm the advisor for our Latino club, and we've been holding our meetings virtually and doing activities virtually, and just to keep that constant connection going.
Have there been any techniques that have been really helpful to maintain that sense
of
connection and culture?
I think the thing that we've added a lot is a lot of presenters. We've been having a lot of presenters join our group meetings. And so we've had access to students that are in college that have graduated 2-3 years ago or even longer. So we've been able to connect with them and they get to give us a little tour of their colleges. They walk around with their phones and let us see, you know, where they're at, where their dorms are. And so all the kids get to see that. So it's really a different way of doing things. You know, they're not on campus, but we continue keeping them involved and inviting people and doing things. We're always thinking outside the box and trying to engage them in whatever we can.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, given what the situation is, honestly. Yeah. During this time, what can districts do to better support employees in your role?
Well, I think for staff, it's kind of different than the students. I know the staff is also ready to go back and have those kids right there. And I know they're having a difficult time, but our administrators have been very supportive. And I think that just needs to continue. Staff is still dealing with some of this stuff in their own way. Everybody handles it differently, but our administrators have been very flexible. They've been understanding. They're checking in on us constantly to see how we're doing. But I think that needs to continue. Even when kids are back in school and we get back to some sort of normalcy, I think that those connections and those communications and that flexibility and understanding and the open line of communication between the administration, the district, and the staff needs to continue, because that really means a lot when my supervisor walks in and just pops his head in to say, how's your day today? How are you doing? Is there anything you need from me? I mean, that goes a long way. And, you know, even if I don't need anything, it makes me feel good that they're checking up on me to see how I'm doing. So that's really vital. I think that's important and it should go district wide.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of, my message is just that, you know, let staff statewide just keep strong, keep strong. I know this is really hard. It's been really hard. It's difficult for students, for parents, and for staff everywhere. And it's just together, working together. And like I said, being flexible, you know, give grace. That really goes a long way and it just keeps you moving forward. And I mean, we're kind of seeing the end of the tunnel here and we're hoping to kind of have some normalcy pretty soon. So keeping our fingers crossed and working hard.
Melito Ramirez is the 2020 Washington State Classified School Employee of the Year and the Regional Classified School Employee of the Year from Educational Service District 123. He's an intervention specialist at Walla Walla High School in the Walla Walla Public School District. Melito, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Katie Lee is the 2020 Regional Classified School Employee of the Year from Educational Service District 114. She's a special education paraeducator at Vinland Elementary and Paulsbo Elementary Schools in the North Kitsap School District. Katie, what advice would you give yourself if you could travel back in time and talk to yourself on your first day in your school district?
Well, first thing I would say is baby steps. Sometimes really big steps happen when we take a lot of little baby steps. Also, I would say to become more political. I did not know how much the legislation and politics influence education and how important it is. It would be also great to tell myself to be flexible and to give grace and not to sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, that is so important. What is the passion or interest you had on day one that you make sure you still carry with you?
The passion that I still carry from day one is love and logic. Hmm. When children feel safe and loved, then the learning will begin and we can build a relationship and you can watch these children grow. That's one of the biggest things that I like to carry on.
That must be a little bit harder now with COVID being what it is. How has the pandemic impacted your work?
That is a great question. First of all, I've become more technology influenced by learning a lot of new platforms. The biggest impact is that I'm now at two different elementary schools and I'm able to support more students. So with this platform, it's amazing how many lives that I can touch when we were so limited to where we were at before.
What does special education support look like in a COVID environment? How are you able to support the kids in the two elementary schools?
So when our students arrive in the elementary school, we help transition them from either the bus or from parent pickup into the classrooms, and then try to quickly move into a learning routine. We like to make sure that we address every day with some social and emotional, asking the children, how are you feeling today? It is so important to know how these kids feel inside and start our day with that. Because once we know that these kids are doing all right emotionally, then they want to learn and we can really get some good support for them. My job is to help support the certificate teacher in the learning process that she's trying to work on for the Gen Ed education system. And with the special education program with kids that have individual education plans, we help them modify them by maybe giving them manipulatives or modifying the workload, just depending on what it is that their IEP goals are addressing. And so we go through the IEP goals and we try our best to help adjust, modify, and give tools to accomplish these goals for these children.
That's great. And in the North Kitsap School District, are the kids who need special education services in elementary schools, are they allowed to be in person or are they still remote?
Right now, they came back November 11th and it's been great. It really was helpful for our special ed kids to come back and be able to practice before the gen ed kids came back so that they really got those routines and expectations down. And they were more confident. Right now, we have kindergarten through second grade back in our classrooms. And it's so exciting to see these kids be able to do their daily routines.
So what can districts do to better support employees in your role?
I believe that more personalized training would be very helpful, specific to what each para is working with for each student. Maybe it would be helpful to have that more personalized training to continue the personal development training that we have been given. It just is essential for us. The staff meetings, having our voices heard when issues come up, it's just so wonderful to feel like we're part of a team that listens to us and hears our voices.
Katie Lee is the 2020 Regional Classified School Employee of the Year from Educational Service District 114. She's a special education paraeducator at Vinland Elementary and Paulsbow Elementary Schools in the North Kitsap School District. Katie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more about League of Education Voters or support our work, please visit our website, educationvoters.org.